հանհոր եւ որդո եւ հոգուն Սրբո, ամեն։ My hair has been falling out for 20 years since I was in high school. And for many, many years, I decided I was going to shave it. And for many years, I have shaved it with disposable razors, which are very expensive. And so I've always wanted, for a very long time, to get a straight-edged razor and shave my head with a straight-edged razor. And so finally, I wanted to do this, and my wife asked me. She kept on saying, no. No, no, no. You don't know how to do it. You're going to cut yourself. It's going to be a mess. And I said, no, I know what I'm doing. Finally, her heart softened, and she got me a straight-edge razor this past week. And so I finally, for the first time, used it. And I did all the things I was supposed to do. I read the directions. I watched the tutorials. I did everything right. And I started to shave my head, and I did. And as I was shaving, I shaved my whole head, and I was so excited and so happy and so proud of myself because of my carelessness. I accidentally brought my razor down and I cut my finger. And you can still see it, lots and lots and lots of blood. And it was coming out everywhere. So I immediately put pressure on it. I raised it above my heart so that it would take longer for the heart to pump up to there. And I couldn't go through the house to get a Band-Aid, because there'd be blood everywhere, and then I'd be in real trouble. So I called to Serpuri, and I asked her to bring me Band-Aids. She brought me Band-Aids, and after four or five Band-Aids later, finally all of them put on, the blood started to stop, the bleeding, and it was okay. And this is what we do when we cut ourselves. When we have a cut that's bleeding, we put a Band-Aid on it to heal it, to prevent it from getting infected, and to stop the bleeding. Even children, when they run and they hurt themselves and they fall, there may be no blood, but if you were to put a Band-Aid on them, they feel better immediately. It's psychological. The question is, if I had put something else on, if I had put on scotch tape, or I put on a glove, that would not have healed it. That would not have helped it. In fact, it would have bled more, and I probably would be in more pain later on. You have to put the right Band-Aid on so that it stops bleeding. So the question that I ask is today, what Band-Aid can we apply when an entire nation, an entire church, is bleeding? What dressing can we apply to help it heal? What bandage soothes that pain and helps it to get better? And some people may say, well, the Band-Aid is reparations. It's land. It's money. It's acknowledgement and recognition. Or I might suggest it's something else. Today is Red Sunday, and it always follows Green Sunday. Always follows Green Sunday. And this usually refers to the flowers that are blooming in Armenia today, in the fields and in the valleys. But it also refers to and hints at the blood that must be spilled as Christians. Green Sunday, we learned about our baptisms, and we become members of the body of Christ. But once we become members of the body of Christ, now we have Red Sunday. That means we're going to be persecuted. That means we will be reviled. That means people will hurt us and hate us for Christ's name. In fact, it's no coincidence that Red Sunday usually falls around April 24th. But 106 years ago, Easter was April 4th, which means Red Sunday was April 25th, the same as today, 106 years ago. And so the morning after the genocide began in Boldice, on April 24th, our faithful, our ancestors woke up, they went to church, and they heard the same gospel reading that we heard today, which we will hear in a moment again. The same gospel reading, and they heard the news that the genocide had begun. It's not new that Christians are called to be witnesses for their faith. In Armenian, the word for witness is baga. But in Greek, it's martyros, martyr. One who is a martyr is one who gives testimony. One who gives a testimony and explains their faith and is very often persecuted and tortured for that truth. In the second and third century, one of the great church fathers, Tertullian, he writes that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. That is, the more that the blood is spilt of our holy martyrs, the more seeds are planted and the more the church grows and expands. And we see this. In the ancient world, left and right, people were being persecuted and killed. And yet the church still grew. And it expanded and eventually took over the entire Roman Empire. The question then is, what band-aid did they apply? Because they had a band-aid that they applied to their hearts and to their souls so that they would heal and that the church would grow. The question is, what if we don't put a band-aid on our wounds? Well, there's going to be more bleeding, and eventually dirt will enter into that wound and infect the entire body. Right? When we get a cut, our parents always said, go wash it out. Because if there's any dirt in there, it will travel and infect the entire being, the entire body. So what happens if a nation does not put a band-aid on? The same thing happens. There is more bleeding, there's more pain, and eventually some gift, some dirt is going to enter into it. And that dirt can be sin. It can be pride, it can be hatred, it could be envy, it could be resentment, it can be a whole slew of sins. But once they get into that wound and infected, the entire body, the entire church becomes infected. So the question then again is, what is the band-aid that we must apply to the Armenian nation, the Armenian church, even today in America, what's going on, or throughout the world in any nation? What is that band-aid that we must apply? And the band-aid is the gospel of Christ, the good news of his resurrection, and the promise of our resurrection. The words of Christ throughout all the gospels heal. Never, from what I can remember, in any of the Gospels, does Christ say, bring me some band-aids to put on the wound to heal it. Just his word is enough to heal that wound. And there is no physical bandage that can help heal a nation, but only the word of Christ. 106 years ago, as our ancestors, our grandmas and grandpas woke up, entered the churches on this Sunday and heard the news of what was going on in Constantinople, Christ was already applying that bandage. And they heard the words of the gospel that say, the time is coming and already is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, of God, and they will hear and they will live. Do not be amazed that I said that the time is coming when all those who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. There is no other band-aid that we can apply. Not reparations, not money, not land, not even recognition. I am proud and I am thankful that our president recognized. That's 32 nations in 106 years. 32 nations in 106 years. There's still 163 to go. Reparations, recognition means nothing right now because we still hurt and we still believe. We have to put the band-aid of the gospel upon us. And if we are able to do that, Christ, who heals all, will not only heal us, but make us new. Will make us better than before. Recognition is very important, but more important is the gospel. And that gospel that Christ tells us today, the good news of the resurrection, is coming. And already is. Because as I have told you on the on Easter, we are living in the eighth day. The resurrection has already become a reality through Christ's resurrection. So on this Red Sunday, I ask that we remember not only our martyrs and now our saints and advocates for us and our intercessors, because each of us are related to saints. Not just that, but that we apply the gospel, the good news of the resurrection, to our hearts and to all the wounds that we may carry within us, so that our wounds may be healed, may be made whole, and we may be made anew, just as Christ has said, "Behold, I come and make all things new." Amen.